Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Mem, and we are starting Lamed Tes Amud Beis with Halacha Hey and Vilna Sura's Daf. It's on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarah Basir Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the previous mission we had mentioned that Shizu Chamim is that there are six things that Asr B'chol Shehin, meaning there's not going to be Bittul no matter how many this Asr one falls into. And here we list them. The mission tells us of Elohim, these are them: Egoze Perech, Perech Nuts, Rimane Badon, and this specific type of pomegranate; Chavei Estumos, closed barrels of wine; Vechilfas Trodin, and leaves of the beet plant; the Kilchai Krov and stalks of cabbage; Udalas Yvonis and Greek gourd. And Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Afkikar Shabal Bayis, also loaves of bread that come from a homeowner. These are chashuv, they're big, they're geshmak, they're fluffy. It's not like the bread that you buy from a store, and they're also considered chashuv. Haroila Arla Arla, Haroila Kila Karim, Kila Karim. The ones that are Arla Arla, the ones that are Kilaim are Kilaim. And again, they're not batal, even 1 in 200. Now the Gemara Mem Amun Alpha on top starts out with a question. Rabbi Yonah Bay, Rabbi Yonah asks the following: Hashke de Perech Loi? Do we say that almonds that are from Perech are not included in this, or maybe they are? On one hand, when we say Egoize Perech, we could understand egoiz as walnut, and that means that shkedim, almonds from Perech, are not included in this. On the other hand, we could understand egoiz as a general term for nut, and therefore shkede Perech would be included in this. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues to explain the mission of Chavei Estumos. We said closed barrels are considered chashev and they're not batal. The Gemara clarifies Masisa Bestumo Ben Estumos. Our mission is talking about a closed barrel among other closed barrels. So if we have one closed barrel of Arla, for example, among 200 mutter closed barrels, there's no bittul because it's a davar chashev. Aval Stumo Ben Psuchas Veniftecha. If we have a closed barrel among open ones, and then that closed one got opened, or an open one among closed ones, venistima, and that open one got closed, then they need a different shear, meaning there will be bittul, 1 in 200, for example, if we're talking about kilayim, let's say. Now we just ask on the second part of the statement, how could it be that there's bittul when we're dealing with an open barrel among closed ones, and then that open one got closed? When it was open, it was recognizable, it was clearly different than all the other closed ones, and there's no bittul in that situation, and then when it gets closed, well, now it's a closed barrel among other closed barrels, so there shouldn't be bittul as well. Why are we saying that there is bittul? And on this, on Rav Zeira, he answers, Tifter, we could explain as follows, Pipsucha etz al chenveni, that this barrel is considered open in regards to a chenveni, a store owner, Shehi kestuma etz al balabayas. That's considered a closed barrel of a balabayas. Store owners and balabatim would close their barrels differently. A store owner, when he closed his barrel, he would not only put on the cover, but he would also seal it with tit, with cement or some sort of sealant. Whereas a balabayas would just put the top on and that was sufficient. So over here, we're actually talking about where all the barrels were closed. It's just that they were all by a chenveni, and the chenveni had all of his barrels closed, like a chenveni closes them, and one of them was closed just like a baal bayis closes it, which is considered open in regards to the chenveni. So that's what we mean, an open barrel among closed ones. Asking where, how could we say this? V'atani v'nistamo. We have a brass that clarifies this case by telling us, and it was later sealed, which means that it was open completely. So our answer is that no, tifter, we could explain as follows, shechazer baylo v'natla, that its owner came and took it, meaning somebody came along and bought this barrel, now it becomes like a fully sealed barrel, because again, balabatim only put a top on their barrel and don't seal it with tit. And nonetheless, we don't consider that closed. It's considered open, and therefore there's bittul. We continue discussing the Mishnah told us of Dlas Yvonis, Greek gourd. Now, if Crispus says, B'shem Rebechanon, Kol Ilin Kiraya V'Kirvasa Da'anan Achlin, Dlas Yvonis Inon. All these different types of gourds that we eat are all considered Greek gourd. We continue discussing the Mishnah, Royal Arla V'Chulu. The Mishnah told us that whatever's Arla is Arla, whatever's Kalaim is Kalaim. And Rabbi Yonah Bar, Rabbi Yonah asked the fun question, V'lam Alein Amrin, Haroyla Truma. Why don't we also mention whatever's Truma is Truma? Meaning, if one of these things that we're discussing that got mixed up into other things of Heter was Truma, which we know is usually Batal 1 in 100, is not going to be Batal in this case because, again, it's a Davar Chashuv. Why did our Mishnah mention Truma? Why only Arla and Kalayim? And the answer is, Memon Beis on top, Armelay Riesi told him, Truma Nehegas Bechal, Arla in Nehegas Bechal. Truma could be applied to anything in the Mishnah, so we don't need to mention Haroyla Truma Truma. Everything in our Mishnah could be Truma, so it's obvious that there's not going to be any Bittul. But not everything in the Mishnah could be Arla or Kalayim. Only the fruits that are mentioned in the Mishnah could be Arla, but things that can't be Arla in the Mishnah, namely the beets, cabbage, and gourd, so they don't have Arla applied to them, but they could have Kalaim applied. And that's why we have to say in the Mishnah, only Arla and Kalaim, some apply to Arla, some apply to Kalaim. Moving on to Halacha Vav, continuing to discuss this, the Mishnah tells us, Niftzu ha'agoizim, let's say these nuts got broken open, or Nispar deri mayunim, the pomegranates got separated, or Niftchu ha'chavyas, the barrels got opened, Nischatchu ha'deluim, the gourd got cut into pieces, Nisparsu ha'kikaris, the bread got broken up into pieces as well, Yalub echro masayim, so then they're batal 1 in 200 because they lose their chashivos, so there's going to be bittul. Everything we just mentioned in the Mishnah is where they got broken apart or cut up into pieces, V'chulu, before they fell into a mixture. And then once they fall in, they're going to be batal, again, because they lost their chashivas. But what about the following cases, the Gemara? Naflu v'achach nispatsu. They first fell into the mixture when they were whole, and there was technically no bittul, and then they got broken apart or cut up into pieces. Meaning this happened to all the nuts in the mixture, or all the pomegranates in the mixture. And here we have a three in machlokes. Bein shegig, bein mezid, whether they got broken apart, b'shegig or b'mezid, lo yalu, there's no bittul, divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. Whereas Rabbi Daimer, he tells us, bein shegig, bein mezid, yalu. It doesn't make a difference if this happened b'shegig or even b'mezid, there is bittul, and Rabbi Yis Yassim, Rabbi Yassi says, Shoigeg Yalu, Mezid Lo Yalu. If it happened with Shoigeg, then there's Betel. But if it happened Mezid, there's no Betel. Now we clarify, my time with Rameir, what's our Meir's reasoning? That even if it happens with Shoigeg, there's no Betel. And that's because comes with Shoigeg, Bnei Mezid. We can ask Shoigeg, Atu Mezid. If we're going to allow Betel with Shoigeg, we're afraid the person's going to do it with Mezid, that he's going to cut them up into pieces on purpose. And therefore we say, there's no Betel whatsoever, even if it happened with Shoigeg. My time with Rabbi Yudu, what's Rabbi Yudu's reasoning? That he's exact opposite. That's because Kvar Kenasa Biyadai, he already has his Kenas in his hand. The fact that he had these Chashav things that now got broken apart and are not Chashav anymore is already considered the Kenas, so it's Betel even if he does it with Mezid. And my time with Rabbi Yassi, what's Rabbi Yassi's reasoning? That's because Kad Om Rabbi Vob Shem Rechon, it's like what Rabbi Vob said in the name of Rechon, Kol Yisruin Shereb Alein Shoigeg, Mutter, Mezid, Usser. Any Yassi that we have, the one we have the mixture in the beginning, there's no Betel. Let's say we're discussing Truma, the one fell in to less than 100, and then more Heter was added on, so there is 1 to 100. If that happened with Shoigeg, it's Mutter. If it happened with Mezid, so it's Usser. And it's the same thing over here. Now we see this as well in another case. Rav Shem and Lakish tells B'Shem Rav Shaya, Hayulafan of Mei V'Chamishim Chavias, a fellow has 150 sealed barrels of Chulin and one sealed barrel of Truma got mixed up with them. So we know there's no Bittul because it's sealed. It's a Dabar Chashav. Now let's say Nispat Chumeya Mutaris. 100 of them got opened, so those 100 are Mutter. If the Truma one is in here, so there's Bittul 100, and if the Truma one is not in here, well, that means all 100 are Chulin. However, Chamishim Asurais, the 50 sealed ones are still Asur because we do have to be Chayshesh that the Truma barrel is in these 50. Bashar and the remaining 50, Lechshiftachu, when they get opened, you mutaris will be mutter. And Arum Zair, Zair clarifies, Loi Amru Ela Lechshiftachu. They only said this if the remaining 50 got opened, Hal Iftoyach Lechatchila Asr. But to open them Lechatchila is Asr. So we see that Beshaiging is mutter, but Mezid's Asr. We can discuss the Mishnah, Nechtu Hadluim, let's say the gourd got cut up, so then there's Betel. Now the Beir Abyanai Shalin, Beismash Abyanai asked the following question, Delas Sheshalka Bebeis Avia. Let's say we have a gourd that was cooked while it was still attached to the ground. That's a proper gear, so not Shalaka, but Sheshalka, that it got cooked while it was still attached to the ground. So this guy brought some fire and a pot and water, and he took a gourd while it was attached to the vine and put it in the pot and cooked it up. Do we say that now it's tevel for meiser? We know that something attached to the ground is not chayvin meiser. On the other hand, since it was cooked, maybe that's considered gemar malacha and it's chayvin meiser. And Levi Shal, he asked the following question: Maushe titma tumas oichlin? Is it going to tell me with tumas oichlin? And the question is: Shalka kimchutechasi? When it gets cooked, is that considered like it's cut off the ground and now it's going to be tamei tumas oichlin or not? And the answer is: Milsa di Shmuel Amar. The following member Shmuel tells us: Shei matamei tumas oichlin, that it will be matamei tumas oichlin. Figs and grapes that dried up while they were still attached to the tree, they shriveled and they became raisins or dried figs. And again, they're still attached to the branch. They are metamei tumas oichlin. However, mem alef amud alef on the top, chayiv mishum kaitzer. If someone takes them off the tree on Shabbos, he's chayiv for harvesting because at the end of the day, they're still attached to the tree. So they have this interesting din. And on one hand, they're not considered attached and they're metamei tumas oichlin. On the other hand, in regards to Isser of Shabbos, one's not allowed to detach them from the tree and he would be chayiv because of kaitzer if he does. And last, the Mishnah said in Esparsa Kikaros, if these chashav loaves from the Lalbayos got broken up into pieces, so then they're going to be batal. And we clarify, Masnisa Rabbi Kiva, Amrishas Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Amar, Rabbi Kiva had said, Av Kikaros of Lalbayos, that even Kikaros of Lalbayos are considered a davar chashav that aren't batal. And since you mentioned Kikaros that got broken up into pieces, it must be that our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.